Matron Agnes Boyd, Waipu Hospital, Waipiro Bay, age 45 years. I took leave from my position as matron at the Waipu Hospital on the East Coast and travelled to England in August 1915. I enlisted with the Queen Alexandra's Imperial Military Nursing Service Reserve and initially worked in English military hospitals. I was then posted to India in mid-1916. I had just settled into my nursing role at the Victoria War Hospital in Bombay, which I was enjoying, when I was posted to the 32nd General Hospital at Amara in Iraq. There, my patients were British soldiers wounded during the Mesopotamia campaign, an ongoing battle fought against the Turks between December 1915 and February 1917. To get to Amara, we, a group of 30 nurses, sailed for Basra on July 28, 1916, on the hospital ship Vita. I shall never forget that trip. The heat was appalling, 108 to 114 degrees, and we struck a cyclone. It is about 60 miles up the Shell El Arab from the mouth of the river to Basra. We spent one night in Basra, then proceeded up the river to Amara in a paddle steamer. We all slept on a small part of the deck and were packed in like herrings in a tin. There are about six hospitals in Amara, and on landing we were divided into several groups and sent to the different hospitals. This hospital is a huge one on the banks of the Tigris. The majority of our cases are medical, dysentery, paratyphoid and enteric, and a few cases of cholera. I returned to New Zealand and resumed the matron's position at Waipu Hospital in July 1919.